Le Bon Temps Roulé. When you hear that song, that means it's Mardi Gras. Well, not quite. We aren't normally in that area until we get to around February. And the celebration of Mardi Gras here locally is actually going to be pushed back now to May. And joining us to discuss the decision to go into this and push it back to May and what we can expect now is the president of Pensacola Mardi Gras, Danny Zimmer, joining us on the Pensacola Morning News. Danny, good morning.
Hey, Davis. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a chilly day. It feels great outside. And also, I had a good Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas as well.
Well, I did, although we've been agonizing over making these decisions for several weeks. So it's been rather hectic. And, you know, I don't want to correct the host. It's your show. But we just you can't have Mardi Gras after Lent do something different. So we are calling this year's celebration Carnival. We've made a lot of tough decisions, and I'm happy to talk about any of those jointly with the city. But we're going to still try to give the community and the community of Mardi Gras crews and crews for our community a chance to have that trifecta again, where we've moved our really exciting kickoff to Friday, May the 21st. Then we're going to have the Grand Carnival Parade, kind of a replacement for what we would have done during Mardi Gras, to allow the 90-plus crews that have organized in Pensacola since we've been doing this for 20 years almost to get together and have that grand parade day, have that parade party, that camaraderie and come together, and frankly, the economic stimulus for the downtown that can happen. We're going to do that on Memorial Weekend. We hope the bridge is fixed, but we're going to throw a big party in downtown Pensacola on Saturday of Memorial Weekend to ensure that the community gets itself back up and back rolling. And then the Fiesta Grand Parade is the following Friday on June the 4th. So we're going to give the community of crews, which last year's Grand Mardi Gras Parade, we had 6,000 people that were in the parade, that participated in the parade, 6,000 people. When we add up their applications, how many people were parading with them, and when you consider their walkers and there are people in costume and on the floats, it ended up being 6,000 that were in the parade. We're going to give those folks the chance to gather. They spend all year getting costumes. They spend all year paying dues and having bake sales and raising money to be able to get together once or twice or three times a year. We're going to give them that opportunity. Everybody's going to still have that opportunity with a trifecta in late May. But the decision was very tough, very complicated. First thing is we can't replace Mardi Gras. We're going to do Carnival, but the recent spike in hospitalizations and positive cases in Northwest Florida just cannot be ignored. And it's one thing, for people who come to have the choice to come. And of course, everybody always has a choice whether they can participate or not. It's just like going to the grocery store today. You can decide to do it or not to do it or have things delivered. But, you know, we had, for example, 25 Pensacola policemen that would have to be there. That's part of the deal. The people from the city staff, the people who volunteer with us would either have to not participate in something they love if they don't feel like they should, or do it reluctantly. So food vendors, we had, there are 25 or 30 of those. We had 50 to 75 volunteers from the Naval Air Station who just love helping with Pensacola Mardi Gras, and we are so appreciative that we get their help every year. But you know, those young military folks, they don't totally volunteer. They are kind of voluntold to participate, and so it's asking those people to come and sometimes not giving them the choice to do that. So it just put a lot of people reluctantly into situations that we didn't want to do, and we consulted with many, many folks, and we just think the best thing to do for our community is let's all get together and let's try to recreate the environment. We cannot recreate Mardi Gras. You can't postpone Lent for Mardi Gras. Those folks that participate in Lent that want to have a get together, do something at home or do something wherever you would like to do that you're comfortable with doing. And if you give something up for Lent, do it. But what we're going to do is put the party back in downtown and put that gathering and that social piece of the puzzle back together for Pensacola as we get back to normal in late May and in early June. The Fiesta Parade is Friday, June the 4th. So Friday, May the 21st, Saturday, May the 29th, Memorial Weekend in downtown, and then the Fiesta Parade on the same parade route in historic downtown on Friday, June the 4th.
So you bring up the good point, because originally, me not being from here, I was sort of new to Mardi Gras when I moved here 10 years ago. It does revolve around Lent. You're not going to move Lent. You can't move Lent, so therefore, you can't really have Mardi Gras after Lent. So thank you for clarifying that. I do wonder, though, how did the idea of having a carnival come about?
Well, that's interesting. We have some spiritual leaders that participate with us when we bless the cruise, and you know, I let them speak for themselves, but we have several that give us advice, and you know, we talked a lot about that. And when Ponce de Leon landed here, he called this Pesca, and that's how we ended up being called Pensacola. But it was the city of flowers. It revolved around Easter and involved the carnival. So, that's where we started with carnival, and that's what we did. Additionally, Davis, I think it's kind of important. We are not completely breaking the mold. Anybody who has a computer can Google Louisiana Mardi Gras postponed. Memorial Weekend is going to have parades from Mobile, Biloxi, New Orleans. And in fact, at New Orleans, it looks like they're going to have 20 or 25 parades on that weekend. So, many folks are doing a similar sort of a switch. They're calling it all sorts of different things. And by the way, several are calling it carnival to be able to get those crews back together. The beautiful thing about the Mardi Gras celebration, the religious connotation aside, the beautiful thing is we're now able to identify over 90 crews. That's crews we call it Mardi Gras crews affectionately, but 90 crews in Pensacola that, like I say, pay dues and get together, but they get to get together. They're allowed to get together and celebrate together because they have some common denominator among the crews. So, you know, some of the crews' common theme is that they just want to have fun, but most of the crews support 501c3 nonprofits in and around Pensacola. Most have some passion, whether it's history, whether it's, you know, just all sorts of different things. We have a new crew, the crew to cannabis, so we know what their passion is and what they like to do and what they believe in. They have more energy. It's crazy. There's a new crew of Calliope. You know, there's even a crew of Priscus, a new crew. So, and then of course our old fantastic crews, the crew of SWAT and crew of Lafitte, and so many wonderful crews. Like I say, we're over 90. I know I'm leaving people out, But we're very, very excited to be able to give everybody that opportunity to come together, be together as a crew and have that crew identity. You know, everybody likes to belong, and that includes us. And so we're going to have a big event and allow everybody to do it. And, you know, we couldn't do it without our volunteers, the people like Jack Keschel and those kind of folks who have worked for months trying to put the kickoff together and the grand parade together. It has been a lot of work, and we spent a tremendous amount of time. You know, we are still hoping the kickoff will be broadcast live on TV. We know you and your family of stations helps us so much every year, and we're so appreciative of the support.
We're speaking with Danny Zimmer, and he's the president of Pensacola Mardi Gras. Danny, if you have just one moment, I want to put you on hold to do a quick traffic report. Do you have an extra minute of time? I have a follow-up question.
Of course. Standing by. Go for it.
Danny, you're the best. Just a quick traffic on the fives. Avalon Boulevard going southbound, showing some delays, backed up around the area of Dollar General going towards I-10, but northbound has since cleared up, and I-10, I-110, and the front gate of NES Pensacola all checking in clear. Now back to our interview with Danny Zimmer, the president of Pensacola Mardi Gras. So just to recap, Mardi Gras is going to be not necessarily delayed. You can't really replace it because it revolves around Lent. You can't move Lent. So we're going to be doing a carnival style on Memorial Day weekend. A few initial concerns I saw were those who raised concern of Memorial Day itself. And it's a weekend meant to remember those who had lost their lives in war. And there's an initial concern of putting a celebration on that weekend. How do you address those concerns?
Well, we're going to do the best we can. It is, we're absolutely positively respectful. We have, actually some crews who honor, you know, our history and our past, and those who have, you know, given it all for our country. So, we have multiple military folks involved and volunteers. So, you know, we are going to do that on that weekend, and we want to be respectful to everyone. And if that's something that someone wants to celebrate that weekend or be respectful of that weekend, alternatively, we totally understand.
Well, Danny, certainly this would be my first carnival. I'm excited to see how this goes. Are the color schemes going to be the same, purple and gold, or is it switched to red like Fiesta?
I think we're going to stay with the same. So everyone is so invested in that. We haven't, to be honest, we haven't given that tremendous amount of thought, although it has come up in a couple of conversations. This is really focused, David, on Stavis, on safety for, you know, Pensacola, all the residents and visitors to Northwest Florida, and trying to create an environment that makes sense and not create an environment that has some risk associated with it.
Well, Danny, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
You know, it's interesting, Davis. You put me in after a Smokey the Bear forest fire commercial, and we broke for traffic to go right through us. So it's just interesting how we've dealt with, you know, this celebration together. It's been complicated. It's been hard. The city had very complicated and tough decisions that they had to make, you know, in granting us permits if they were going to do them. So, you know, again, so much goes, and then there's paying for everything, which is also complicated, right? So, there's just so many factors that went in, and it just seems to be the responsible thing to do. And we want to be responsible. Pensacola people want to be responsible. Northwest Florida people want to be responsible. We have choices, of course, but everybody doesn't. So it just makes the most sense to try to be responsible, and let's move up when the vaccine takes hold, and hopefully, you know, we're okay with that. We have had a bunch of medical people that worked with us, and we're kind of an ad hoc committee to study, is this the right thing to do? It's not just we're going to be defiant and go forward. We could have probably done that, but we don't want to be like that. We want to do the right thing and do what's best for the community. If it's just fun. So if it's not gonna, if it's fun and risky, why would we do that? And we don't think it makes any sense.
Of course. And I know this year has been a year of challenge for everybody, and certainly looking forward to see what Carnival has in store. It would be my first. I'm excited to see what it does for Pensacola and being involved in that event. Danny Zimmer, president of Pensacola Mardi Gras, thank you so much for joining the program and telling us a little bit about what to expect coming up in May. Have a good holiday, good new year, and we're looking forward to seeing how this all comes together.
Thanks, Davis. We look forward to it. And thanks again for your family of stations and your participation and support for all the good things in Pensacola. That includes the Mardi Gras celebration now for a one-time only Carnival celebration.